John's just describing the heat treatment room.
Very, very small room at Fielding's we had in those days. The solenoid pot was probably 3 or 4 feet deep, no more than 18 inches in diameter. Probably it started off electrically heated to heat the solenoid, but as it cooled, the top of it cooled, and it always formed a crust on the top of the solenoid. Now, before using it, if you put any items into the solenoid pot, you always strung it onto a wire, first of all. Then you put the wire probably through a bar, which you could put into the solenoid pot, but you had to break the crust first of the solenoid pot, break the crust before you could enter the item to be hardened actually into the solenoid itself. And the idea was to put it on the soft iron wire so that you didn't have to hold anything by hand.
And the actual thing that you would lower into the solenoid would break the crust itself?
No, you broke the crust off with a pick. Or that type of thing.
How hard was it? Was it a job?
Oh, very, very soft, like eggshell type stuff. That was it.
And how often would you have to change the solenoid? Would you have to do that at all?
I don't think we ever done it. Not in my term in there anyway.
And would you have any other chemicals or anything like that? What else would have been in the heat treatment room?
We had a small furnace, and not sure that we had a forge in there. I think if it was a forge, it would have been in the boiler yard at Fielding. We just had a small furnace, which gave a different type of heat, obviously, to the solenoid.
And you obviously had water as well.
Oh, yeah, water there. Water buckets and big containers full of water for quenching.
And that would have been running water, would it, at the time?
There's running water we could put in there, yeah, yeah.
And any other memories of the heat treatment room? The things that were there, the smells, the sounds, the people?
We had time on our hands because when things were in a solenoid pot, depending on depth of hardness, it was determined by the time it was in there. So it was good time to catch on any homework from the technical school.